This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, franchise from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hands, that you know the right thing to wear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a gay optimistic little song that I think you might like. It's always been a choice of mine. It's called We're in the Money. Buddy, you ready?
We're in the money. We're in the money. Yes, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. And the skies are sunny. Oh, man, trouble. You are sure you've done it wrong. We never see a headline about a press line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let it stand, it land, it stand, rolling along. We're in the money. We're in the money. See a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy smack down in his good eyes. We're in money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, spend it, rolling.
While we're rolling here, what do you say if we segue into the old favorite? Remember that just you and just me? How about it?
Just you, just me. Let's find the closest spot so we can cuddle in two. Just us, just we.
Somebody or other, all is left. He caused more controversy on two continents than any man in this century, or in his century. Even today, you don't have to look very far to get a heated argument pro and con with the mere mention of the name Tom Paine. You know, Thomas Paine was a man who spent his whole adult life stirring up controversy. He'd fight at the drop of a hat, and he'd drop the hat, too. Or rather, in his case, it was usually a pamphlet or a book. His was a life of contradiction. His inspiring pamphlets did much to stir up and cement the revolutionary cause in America, winning him praise from such great patriots as Washington, Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. Yet at his death, he was probably the most hated man in America, and most all his former friends had become his bitter enemies. He was born and raised in England, and yet he had to later flee for his life from that country when he was charged with treason. The British were so bitter that they refused him burial in the land of his birth 10 years after his death. Yet some of the leading lights of England at the time had to admit that his arguments had merit. Pitt used to say, according to Lady Hester Stanhope, that Tom Paine was quite in the right, but if I were to encourage his opinions, he should have a bloody revolution. To further show the contradictory nature of this man, Tom Paine, he had nothing good to say for any writers of his day, and yet it was the English poet William Blake who helped save his life by hustling him out of England to France. In France, he was promptly named to represent two French provinces at the National Convention, despite the fact that he could neither speak nor understand the French language. But that didn't keep him from getting into a fight, though, in France. And it was a strange twist of fate that this man who won fame and honor in America for helping to cause a revolution that cost thousands of lives should be condemned to the guillotine because he voted to spare one life. At the trial of Louis XVI, Paine voted against the sentence of death and instead suggested imprisonment and later banishment to the United States. Well, he was so angry at the French, they took away his seat at the convention and made Robespierre so mad that he ordered Paine to the guillotine. He was saved only by an accident, and later after he was released, he returned to the United States where he found himself virtually friendless. Tom Paine, I suppose, is best known for his Age of Reason, which is still a controversial tome in many quarters. Incidentally, he shipped that to a friend to publish as he was being shipped off to jail in England, and it was that book that turned the people of the United States against him. I guess he figured that fighting one nation at a time just wasn't enough for him. As a matter of fact, two were enough for him, because when he escaped from England, he went to France, and there, after his vote for the ill-fated Louis, he had two nations hating him at once. Not bad for one man, and when you consider he did it all with his writings, it certainly shows the power of the pen. You could say this man's pen got him in the pen, but pretty good with time. I'm sorry, I said it already. Although Age of Reason is probably his best-known work, Tom Paine's greatest writings were probably the series of pamphlets entitled Crisis, which he wrote while he was serving on the staff of General Greene during the Revolutionary War. These all began with the famous line, "These are the times that try men souls." It became a rallying cry for the revolutionary cause, and although at the time the cause seemed lost, Paine's words, which were ordered read to the army, aroused new courage, and I think they helped turn the tide. For his writings, Congress gave him considerable money, and the state of New York gave him 300 acres up in Newark Hill. For his other writings, three nations gave him Mary Ned, and such was the nature of the man that he was still a subject of controversy in these three lands. Thus, like I say, the spirit of Tom Paine's birthday might well be one of disagreement. Now to some music. Gosh, I wouldn't be too surprised if I started singing one song and Buddy Cole played another. Good start of gold, the music of Sandy, a new sound. Let's go, buddy, huh? You're not as you stand and all of that, old boy. Come along. I'm weeping out a mistress now. Really, I'm in love and high. I'm through playing with fire. You, whom I desire, all the words in the family tree. You're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, keeping out of mischief now. Thank you.
when I'd have missed it now. Really, I'm in love and how. I'm through playing with fire, 'cause it's you whom I desire. All the world can claim this tree. You're the only one for me. I have told them in advance, they can't break up our romance. Living up to every vow, holding deep and out of mischief. Now I'm desperate, deep and out of mischief. Now
I have a semi-religious song I'd like to do for you. It's a very nice song, I think, with a lovely sentiment called Whither Thou Goest.
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou likest, I will lie. My people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is told. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
Another broadcast week has come to an end. See you Monday. Have a good weekend for yourself, huh?
The Bing Crosby Show was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie.
Want to meet a delightful and stimulating school mom? You can when you meet our Miss Brooks, as luscious a bit of femininity as you've met in many a day.